This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I expect she thinks I'm crazy, but she texts me on the daily. I don't even call her baby. Poppy game on point lately.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Uber Spicy. Today in the Kia, we've got
TK Crazy.
TK, I know the name. I forgot the titles.
Hip-hop artist and producer.
Hip-hop artist and producer, TK Crazy. Welcome to the show. How are you with spicy food?
I'm pretty good, and with spicy food itself, I am pretty good as well.
Okay.
The only thing is I am picky with foods. Luckily, you got my favorite.
We got nuggets. This is his favorite main course. All right, we're going to get started. We're starting off with sriracha here. Coming in at 2,200 Scoville units. Down the hatch.
All right,
not bad.
Tell us about your song Code Yellow and viral TikTok video you just had with it.
Oh, so the Code Yellow is actually the intro to my set when I go live.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, and the song you hear whenever I did the video,
mm-hmm. yeah,
was my song Killing. But the cool thing about the Code Yellow intro is it's kind of supposed to make it feel like there's a breakout of a patient at a psychiatric unit, you know? And sorry, the only reason I got to swallow is with the pickiness, cold food.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere, come on.
You got this.
It's hard to keep them warm.
There we go.
Oh, no, I lost my poker.
Anyway, so the voice that you hear, though, is actually my mom.
It was your mom.
It is
That's
my mom.
Saying, like, I forget. Yeah,
this is all Code Yellow, Code Yellow.
Oh,
attention,
nice.
Hospital staff. Yeah, so that's actually
cool.
My mom. She's a nurse. And back when she first got her nursing license in the 70s, she worked at the state hospital in Texas. So she actually had experience with that. She worked in ERs. So I wanted someone who could have, you know, first the professionalism and come out with that, the rawness of actually being there, you know? And I think she did a great job. So if you want to see the intro, though, I highly encourage you to come out live. It's a pretty cool intro, man. I have a full production behind it, man. I get the crowd involved, so it's fun.
Next, we've got El Rey Habanero coming in at 75,000 Scoville units.
Woohoo! If you could pick one thing to change about the music industry, what would it be?
The way independent artists are ignored.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard more good music in the last year from opening acts and people who are in parking lots saying, "Hey, man, here's my CD, listen to this." Or people, like, every day, I get probably 50 to 60 people in my DMs, like, "Check out my music on YouTube." And what they don't know is I do listen to them. I don't have the time all the time to respond back and stuff like that, but I do listen to them. And I've heard more good music from independent artists that nobody's heard of than what's on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is sad.
Yeah.
That is horrible. So that'd be the one thing I change. It's fine. I don't know how to do it, but I'd find a way for more exposure for independent artists.
Yeah. Do you think, like, being able to stream everything now helps?
Oh, it does. It's helped a lot. I know for a fact that if it wasn't for streaming services, people like me, my music would never be out there.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. So it gives kind of more people an opportunity to be heard, but
It does. I'm sure you guys can relate to the same thing with video podcasting. It's the exact same.
Yeah, we'd love those, like, Joe Rogan numbers.
Got the internet.
Yeah. All right, next one is Tierfing's Curse. This comes in at 99,000 Scoville units. Tierfing's, T-Y-R-F-I-N-G-S. Tierfing's.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, rules of the game.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing. All right. So, sauces 1 through 5. You can have all the milkshake and liquids that you want. Once we get to 6, you have to go 5 minutes without a milkshake or a drink to win the prize.
Good thing my watch just died.
But to win the prize, you might want to go. If you're trying to win the prize, you might want to go back. You do have to eat all of the nuggets.
What's the prize?
That's the catch. We can't tell you.
I don't know if I can do it. That first one was hard. If they were hot, like if they were heated up, easier. I think I could.
Yeah.
I think I could, but I don't know if I can down the stick. Like, y'all at home don't understand. They're soggy.
Not a way to keep them hot spongy, an hour later.
You're really selling it. Soggy cold.
Yeah, like,
soggy
come on.
Cold nuggets.
I don't want people like, oh, he's being a little bitch. He's a little bitch right now. No. Like, it's soggy cold. Okay.
All right. Let's move on to the bomb. Beyond Insanity, 135,000 Scoville units.
Who are your biggest music influences?
I have a few. Obviously, I have the first two I'd say for rap would be Eminem and Tech N9ne. Eminem for his genius. That man is a genius when it comes to wordplay, the manipulation of the English language, and then Tech N9ne. If you listen to the way he raps, this one is kind of spicy.
It's yucky.
If you listen to the way he raps, his voice is basically another percussion drum. And from the first time I heard him, I never heard anything like that before.
Yeah.
Also, Johnny Cash is a big one. I don't think a lot of people realize that if it wasn't for Johnny Cash, we probably wouldn't have rap. We wouldn't have explicit lyrics and content. He was one of the first people in music to talk about using drugs in a song.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about killing a woman in a song. I don't want to glorify that, but in the song Cocaine Blues, that's what he talks about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and back then people were like, I cannot believe he just said that.
Wow.
I want to hear it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
I want to listen to that again, or I want to buy another ticket for his show because of what he's doing. Same with Elvis.
Yeah.
People were like, what the fuck? Because he was doing what you were not supposed to do.
Yeah.
So. Damn, that was so hot I forgot the question. And I rambled.
I always put on a song real quick and we'll...
Let's do it.
I ask myself, has the motherfucking game really changed that much? Since the day that I came to the grave, that slut, does my pen still stay held up? Then again, is it paid to remain so tough that I freeze everything that I touch? So I just snort lies and forget girls' names and I blow their brains when I fuck. I expect she thinks I'm crazy, but she texts me on the daily. I don't even call her baby. Poppy game on point lately. Do not think y'all can play me. Pick a gun from the wall, no safety. Then it's balls to the wall, so we all fall down. What's around, since the crowd, God hates me. Crazy game with the banger, shit. Then I came in a straight sick bitch. If you say that I'm anything but the dang thing, main shot train, that's your crate.
How long did it take you?
I would say once we it's all recorded, probably about another like 8 to 10 hours of work with the editing we do, because we put in lots of visual and audio effects into these.
Yeah.
And so you're feeling that.
I made the mistake of re-swallowing.
Oh.
I've been trying to accumulate spit in my mouth and then I swallowed it. And I made a mistake. You can let it go off of that song, Kill 'Em, the sampler right there. That's actually the song that got my music career started.
Okay.
I put that out on TikTok and it got like 31,000 views within like 2 hours.
Oh, nice.
2,000 likes or something like that within a couple hours. So then that made me, when I was sitting at work seeing that happen, I was like, you know what? Maybe I can do this. Even though I'm 36 years old, you know?
Yeah.
There's been ups and downs, a lot of ups and downs. There's been times where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to eat tomorrow. Mm. And there's been times where I know, like, tomorrow I'm going somewhere nice and I'm eating good, you know?
But
Chick-fil-A, baby.
Chick-fil-A. You know what? When I was in Las Vegas on the last tour I was on, my first time in Vegas, my girlfriend at the time, after the show, we were walking around. She was showing me everything. And I was like, let's go eat. We found a Chick-fil-A. Yep. Jeez. That is my favorite restaurant.
Chick-fil-A. All right, let's move on. Number five, this is Melinda's ghost pepper wing sauce and condiment.
At what, 400?
400,000 Scoville units.
All right, that ain't bad.
Not bad.
TK, in your song Beast in Me, you say, call me Sid because your kid is vicious. Does punk music play a role in your music?
It does. It does very much. Yeah. I'm glad you picked up on that. I wasn't sure how many people were going to pick up on that.
Oh, Sex Pistols. Yeah, I picked up on that real quick. I was like, oh, that's a Sex Pistols reference there.
Yep. So I grew up in Middleton, Idaho, and I was probably the only person out there, I think, that listened to rap music. Mm. Everybody else listened to punk music. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was listening to the Ramones, Green Day, also a little bit of grunge like Nirvana, Kurt Cobain. He was one of my idols as well that I forgot to mention earlier. But yeah, so I grew up listening to punk music. The only reason I was introduced to rap was my sisters.
Okay.
So yeah, punk music has always been something I listen to. If you look at my playlist now, it's full of it.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually working with a punk artist, Venus Love, right now. I'm producing for her.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's been fun. My first time producing it with punk music.
Yeah.
So yeah, it kind of does.
What do you think of the new Taylor Swift?
What do you think of the new Taylor Swift album?
Yeah,
that was a joke question.
She has a new album. I haven't, unfortunately, I have not heard it. I'm sure it's a beautiful piece of art about how someone recently has broke her heart. She's a great artist. She is. She sings beautifully. But yeah, her content is not, I'd say it's not for me. I'm not a heartbroken teenage girl.
All right.
But she does have a fan base.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. So hey, Taylor, get at me.
Yeah, you want to rap in one of your songs?
Shit, I'll do anything you want, girl. Yeah. 5 minutes, whatever.
All right, this last one is called Hellfire Doomed. Comes in at 6.6 million Scoville units.
I feel like I'm cheating though, because you're over there eating the whole nut.
Yeah, we do the whole thing.
That's brutal.
Damn.
That's, I feel like, as a host, have to.
That is true.
You're not the first.
You're not the first, no.
They're the host, they have to. Yeah. So for anyone out there who's like, he's not even eating the whole thing, they are.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, let's down the hatch.
I took a bigger bite of that one, to be fair.
Oh, my. I love it.
Mm. All right, TK, what's the overall message you want to give the world with your music?
It's okay to be different. And create, keep creating, and then never stop believing in your dreams. Like, I've been rapping since I was 20 years old, and every time I'd make a song, people would tell me, you shouldn't say that. My mom would tell me, the principal would tell me, I got kicked out of school for writing rap.
Mm. Wow.
You know? So, I want to tell people, like, no matter what, just keep doing it, because it's been 20-something years, and I'm 36 when this all popped off. So sometimes I sit there, and I look in the mirror before I go on stage, and I'm like, man, do I belong out here with these 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds?
Mm.
Guess what? I do.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
I fucking do. So, there we go. So, I want people out there to know it's okay to be different. Like, if you listen to each one of my songs, each one of them is completely different from the other. I try to make something for everybody. So, be creative, be different, and try to inspire others.
That's awesome.
One should ever feel less of themselves for coming into contact with you and meeting you in their lives. And if they do, then you need to fucking reevaluate yourself.
Right.
So.
You haven't even touched your milkshake yet.
I know.
I maybe take a little bites, but I told you.
He's TK crazy.
I can handle some heat. I could have gone. You got another one? Let's go higher. You said 5 minutes.
We can put 4 and 6 together.
I'm still not going to touch it for 5 minutes, though. Even though I didn't win the prize, I'm still not going to do it for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm already sucking mine down.
Just to show I can do it. It was that vodka in the blah. That helped. I wanted to make sure I was ready for this, because
yeah.
This is, I'm not going to lie, it's hot.
Hot as hell.
I'm sweating. pretty decently.
A little bit more.
Oh my god, man. My tongue.
Yeah, he's man. Yeah. But he ate the whole nugget.
Oh yeah.
Oh, almost why'd you eat the whole nugget?
Wow. That was a good idea. If you ever do like a remix where you do hotter, like bring people back and you start at that one.
Yeah, oh god.
Or challenge. Bring two people back who did the best and mm-hmm. go hotter. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down. This was a good idea.
You know what we should do with you, though?
What's that?
You probably wouldn't even do it if we did a vegetable one. Would you even... Would you
totally
out?
Yeah, that one, I don't know. I'm down for anything. I'm so glad when you, like, pulled out chicken nuggets. I was like, thank God.
It's not broccoli. Yes. All right, TK, you have survived the mountain of sauces. We soared through the first three. Definitely tasted the bomb. Definitely tasted Hellfire Doomed, and you killed it. Is there anything you'd like to say or plug?
My website, vtkcrazy.com, just dropped You Know featuring Deepside, and my website, vtkstudios.com, and I want to thank y'all for having me. This has been fun. This is a great idea. Anyone out there, I highly encourage you to come participate.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll see you next time on Uber Spicy. Woo!